أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing the verses of Surah Qasas. We have reached to 72nd verse of this chapter. Let's listen to the verse and we'll be back.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ.
Say, have you considered, if Allah should make for you the day continuous until the day of resurrection, what deity other than Allah could bring you a night in which you may rest? Then will you not see?
So, as you listen to the verse, you might have noticed that it is really close to the previous verse we were discussing, the 71st verse. I mean, the beginning parts of these two verses are exactly the same. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Say, have you thought, if Allah made the day everlasting for you till the day of resurrection, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. What God other than Allah, in this verse it says, shall bring you the night in which you rest. يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not then see? So, in the previous verse, we also explained the fact that the Arabic word sarmat is a combination of the words azal and abad, and it has now turned into sarmat. So, sarmat means something which is permanent and perpetual, which something which does not have a beginning and does not have any end. So, the point is, clear in this verse, among the ways of knowing Allah, there is a way of contemplation about extinction or change of bounties. Now, one of the most important things is the change of day and night. So, in this case, the Almighty Allah says, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Who do you think, other than the Almighty Allah, is able to do these things? In the 71st verse, it said, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Who shall bring you illumination? Will you not hear? In this 72nd verse, it says, who shall bring you the night in which you rest? يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. So, you have a night in which you rest. And this is one of the greatest bounties of the Almighty Allah for you. Yet, if something happens and you're deprived of this kind of relaxation, you think that you've got nobody else to turn to. So, أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. But in this verse, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not then see? So, this verse is also pointing to a great part of divine bounties, which is a reason for monotheism, and at the very same time, this point is negating polytheism.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ
عليكم النهار سرمدا
So this verse, as you were with us, dear listeners, it is talking about this kind of bounty, this layl, this resting in night. مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. What God other than Allah shall bring you the night in which you rest? أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not then see? So, we understand and we all know it that the existing system of the world of existence is arranged from the side of the Almighty Allah, and if He wills, He can change it to another system. Why? Because the power of the Almighty Allah is the same unto all beings. And He is the absolute power, the absolute cause. And in this verse, we see that the Almighty Allah is referring to the bounty of darkness. Who among us have thought about this fact that darkness is a bounty, is a blessing from the Almighty Allah? So the verse addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commands him to tell the people of Mecca who were busy worshipping idols, "You, O Prophet, you need to tell them." قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. In the previous verse and in this one, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Say, have you thought if Allah made the day everlasting for you until the day of resurrection, which means you will not have any kind of darkness? مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Who other than God? What God other than Allah shall bring you the night in which you rest? So, it is evident that they are not able to answer this question, except that they say there is not anyone to do it. And consequently, the argument is completed to them, and they must confess that there is not anyone eligible for being worshipped but Allah. So the verse says, "Do you not then see?" أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. This part means that do you not obtain knowledge by the way of insight? Do you not observe the day and the night? Because in the 71st verse it says, قُلْ أَرَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا. Have you thought that if Allah made the night everlasting for you? And in this verse, إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا. If Allah made the day everlasting for you until the day of resurrection. So in these two cases, do you not hear? Do you not see? So do you not contemplate over these facts that you do not have anyone to turn to but the Almighty Allah? This is the question that these verses are actually trying to put to people, and let them be aware. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.